Passage 76, The Fourth Term President. As a little boy, Franklin D. Roosevelt was brought by his father to Washington to see President Cleveland. "You're a good-looking little boy," Cleveland said. "I have one wish for you. I wish you will never become President of the United States." Cleveland's wish did not come true. Roosevelt not only became the president, he was the first and the only man elected president for a fourth term. FDR, as Roosevelt was commonly called by his initials, was a handsome man with a booming voice. He had everything needed to be a first-rate politician. He occupied the White House at the height of the Depression. He was determined to save the country from unprecedented chaos. He had new laws passed and introduced innovations. He certainly left his footprints in American history. After FDR, the social and economical life in America has never been the same. Roosevelt was a controversial man. He was the object of either passionate adoration or blind hatred. The liberals loved him, but the conservatives hated his guts. There was a cartoon depicting a little girl talking to her mother in front of a fashionable home. "Jimmy wrote a bad word," the little girl said, pointing to the writing on the sidewalk. The word was Roosevelt. A suburbanite came to the subway entrance and bought a paper every morning, according to a popular story. He paid the boy, glanced at the front page, and gave the paper back to the boy. The curiosity got the better of the boy, and he finally asked the man, "You buy a paper every day and never read it. How come?" "I am interested in the obituary," the man answered. "But the obituary is buried on the 24th page, and you have never read that far," the boy said. Referring to Roosevelt, the man said, "The son of the bitch I am interested in will be on page 1."